Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I didn't ask for these, but you know when you hear on some radio stations, like, "Hi, we're Liberty X, and you're listening to Scott Mills," or like, "Hello, we're Take That, and you're listening to Radio 1. Like, Chris Moyles has got millions of them. Yeah. Do you know the ones I mean? "Oh, I'm Gabrielle, and whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Well, I've been sent some. Now, I didn't ask for these, but somebody very famous has made these especially for our show.
Okay.
Right? Have a listen to this.
"The Daleks have taken over the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1. We will exterminate! Exterminate!"
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
We can play those all the time. Isn't that amazing? There's another one as well.
"Listen to the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, or we will exterminate! Exterminate!"
Now, first of all, I was quite flattered that the Daleks have done me
some... Oh, it's
some,
the Daleks,
some voice,
it?
Yeah, it's Daleks.
Okay.
Right. Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Quite flattered at first. But then I thought to myself, that's just a man with a voice changer, isn't it?
You think the Daleks are just a man with a voice changer?
Okay, ha ha ha, well. Lloyd, who is our 10-year-old, 11-year-old football expert, has sent me a present. And it's this.
What, a megaphone?
This is what
thing.
The Daleks use.
"Exterminate."
See, that's me doing that there.
Right.
"Exterminate. I listen to Scott Mills and Radio 1.
You don't sound quite as threatening as a Dalek does, for want of a better word.
I think I've got it on the gay Dalek setting. Oh,
well, that was quite a butch.
Quite a good one, though.
Yeah.
See? Daleks.
"Listen to the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, or we will exterminate! Exterminate!"
Me being a Dalek with my voice changer. Oh, that's gone broken
now. Oh, what have you done?
God.
Oh, you fiddled with it.
Oh, rubbish. Listen.
You see, it's actually harder than it looks being a Dalek, isn't it?
"Listen to the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, or we will exterminate
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Louise.
Hello, Louise, how can I help?
Hi. I was just, you know, like last week you were mentioning about having embarrassing stuff in the basket in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't this start off with you, Chopper?
Yeah, I had a cucumber, some Vaseline, and what else? Did I have chocolate spread? I think they have them, all completely innocent in their own right. But
put them together in a basket.
A whole night of fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the same kind of thing happened to me.
Go on.
At the weekend. Well, like you say, completely innocent all on their own. But put them together in it, yeah. And you get a few strange looks, basically.
Mm-hmm. So were people looking at you, were they?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
And what was in the basket?
Okay, well, there was a banana.
Perfectly fine, one of your five portions a day.
Exactly. Then I had some cream, a bit of the squirty variety stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And... then there was...
and a nurse's uniform.
Some handcuffs.
Right, sorry, go on.
Some baby oil.
Right.
And then some rubber gloves.
Okay, so you had banana, squirty cream, baby oil and rubber gloves in the same basket.
Yeah, but... yeah.
See, mine now sounds innocent compared to your pure filth in a basket.
Well, I don't know.
So you went up to the cashier with all those items and just placed them out on the little conveyor belt thing, right?
I did indeed, yeah.
Right. And were you getting people looking at you like you're a deviant?
Yeah, sort of like looking down at the till and then looking at me and
I do find it quite interesting to see what people have got in their trolleys, don't
but
you?
But the thing is, it doesn't cross your mind until it gets scanned, and then it's as it's being scanned. You kind of put it together in a kind of... then you realise what you've done.
What were you saying earlier, Laura?
Me and James did the big shop at the weekend, and I found myself going to the checkout carrying two massive watermelons, like, in my hands.
Right.
And then it made me remember, when I used to work in my fruit shop, we had this theory that when people bought melons, ladies, they'd buy melons according to the size of their boobs.
What a load of rubbish.
That makes no...
So a smaller lady might buy a couple of Chironte melons or a couple of Yagalia, but then larger boobed ladies might go for, you know, your honeydew or your watermelon.
And that just applies for ladies with melons, does it?
Yeah.
So if I buy butter mushrooms, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, it might do. You tell me.
And if I was to buy, like, a big marrow...
Yeah. Marrow?
What does that say about me?
Didn't just go for the normal cucumber, did you? Had to be a marrow.
It's a marrow, my darling.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Apologies if you were offended by Joe Wiley's potty mouth at 10:40 this morning. That was one innuendo bingo that we can't possibly play on Radio 1 because Joe said the most offensive word in the English language. So I can't play that, but you can listen again about 10:40 this morning. It's just filth, that
well,
show now.
The idea of innuendo bingo is something that's said accidentally, not, you know...
She didn't
say
on purpose.
No, I know she didn't say on purpose, but it isn't just a rude word. I know she didn't say on purpose. It was a slip of the tongue.
Here's some we can play from the weekend. Fern and Reggie on Weekend Breakfast.
I'm tempted to have a lunge just to wake myself up.
Well, have a little lunge. I don't mind.
And then Annie Mac, that show's filth again as well.
I don't know what happened to me there. I don't know what came over me.
Pete Tong? Well, that's just disgusting at weekends now. It's all... Listen to this.
Now, if you're up for just staying in or up for doing it in the garden or doing it at work, whatever, feel free to get in touch. Text me 81199. Want to hear from you, all right?
He's rude, isn't he?
Yeah, it gets worse.
Yes, we're coming.
Hey.
Whether you're up and at it, out and about, or just doing it at home, I want to hear from you.
Disgusting.
Is he losing the plot?
What were people sending in?
Podcast. Radio
1. This is from Mark in Nottingham. This is probably the least butch, least manly shopping basket ever. Hmm. Me and a mate once had just a quiche and a copy of Love Actually on DVD. I actually don't think there's a less butch shop around.
Have you seen the bloke who bought just some toilet rolls and a copy of Nuts magazine? And I've just realised how that must have looked in the shopping basket. See, perfectly. You know, fine on their own, but then put them together. Well, so this is Laura's theory about how when girls buy melons, it kind of corresponds with their breast size. Mm. Why is it whenever we talk about boobs, we always play Thanks for the Memories by Fallout Boy afterwards? Is that a coincidence, do you think? Or do you think it's just that we talk about boobs quite a lot?
I think it's the latter.
Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Lindsay from Manchester.
Hello, Lindsay. All right.
Yeah, I've just been shopping and I've just bought two honeydew melons.
Yeah.
And I've got to agree with Laura, I'm afraid. It definitely refers to your breast size. Because
yeah.
I picked up the small Dahlia ones and I've just thought, not adequate. And yeah. I went for the honeydews.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I am an E-cup.
There we are, you see. But this is something you've never thought about before, is it?
Never thought about it before.
You see?
Now it all puts it into perspective, I think.
Yeah, entertainment and... information here on Radio 1.
Sarah in Hampshire agrees. That is so true. I'm a 32B and can't remember ever buying anything larger than a cantaloupe.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Gemma from Niji.
What are you saying, Gemma?
Well, when I went shopping last, I just bought a slice of melon.
What does that say about you?
Well, I'm just an average B customer. Don't say much about me.
Laura, once again, you're right.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
I promise you, this is not a joke, all right? This is real. This is a real public information film from America in the 1950s. And it's called Boys Beware. Now, you will be shocked by this, but it is so unbelievable and shocking that it's actually hilarious. We played a little bit of them last week, and loads of people were like, oh, I'll play it again. So, have a listen to this. This is the first part of the public information film, Boys Beware.
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about.
You just never know these days, do you? I know. It's unbelievable. There's no wonder there are some people around with some quite warped views.
Exactly, yeah.
I think there's a fundamental lack of understanding here from the person who made this film. What do you think?
You could be right.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, my God! You're thumbing a ride and someone a bit friendly, they're sick.
Oh, as Catherine Tate pointed out, he did do right. He got in a car with somebody called Ralph.
Ralph, I know. You've got to beware of Ralph.
Don't beware of Ralph.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
He may appear completely normal. One of us could be one. We never know.
Hi, Scott. It's Zoe here.
Hello, Zoe. Where are you today?
I'm in Plymouth.
Right.
Okay.
I'm too excited. I'm sorry.
What? Where's the excitement?
I don't know.
All right. How can I help you anyway?
Basically, I'm dreading the summer, to be honest.
Why?
Because, summer's coming up, the weather's getting warmer, and everybody's starting to wear less and less.
Yeah, well, that's surely a good thing.
Including my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as much as I love my dad, I don't really love all of the things he wears.
Okay, talk me through that.
Well, The weekends have been quite terrible, to be honest.
What kind of thing is your dad rocking here? What does he wear?
Well,
or not?
It's just the whole quite short shorts and the whole sandals and socks thing. It's just, it's not cool, to be honest, Scott.
Are they pulled right up, the socks, as well?
Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. More often than not, though.
The thing is, no matter how hot it gets, there are some things that some people just should not wear.
These shorts that he wears, then, are they kind of like the ones that athletes would wear? Are they that short, like runners?
No, I think I might have to kill my dad if he started wearing those, right. To be honest.
So not that short.
I'm just trying to imagine what the shorts are. Do they cling a little bit?
It depends which ones he wears, because most of them are the khaki loose ones, which...
When he sits down, is there a danger that he might pop out one side or the other?
No.
Okay, all right. So, you just need to know these things, don't you? You don't want to be lying at the other end of the garden, look up and suddenly...
It's not the kind of thing you want to see when you're looking out of your bedroom window, to be honest.
Right. Especially if you have friends around, you know what I mean? It's a hot day, you're in the garden, your dad sits down...
That's why I don't let my friends come round, because I just can't bear the thought of it.
They're all lying there.
Your dad sits down, legs akimbo, woohoo, there it is.
I've got so many terrible mental images now, Scott.
Well, if your dad flopping about a little bit out of the shores, is that the mental image you have?
Yeah. And I don't want that mental image. Podcast. Radio
1. You see, now that I've starred in Casualty, surely a role in Doctor Who can't be that far away.
Would you like to be a villain?
As the world's campest ever gay Dalek.
You'd like to be a camp Dalek, would you? Maybe you could be a bright orange one.
I sounded a bit more like Mr. Blobby. Ooh. Just a minute ago when I did that. Oh, you're going to try and be real butch now, aren't you?
No, I'm not, but I just...
Mere manly, yeah.
No.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
It does make you sound camp, doesn't it?
Exfoliate. Exfoliate. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.